they didn't couldn't speak any English, so they ordered the same thing every time. And what in the heck was it? No, it seemed like it was somebody's, maybe it was pie or something, because all they could say was was this one thing, so they had the same thing every time. Then they came one time and they had lice, and they gave it to all, you know, of course the boys, you know, Leonard, and they used to like to be around him, and they'd, you know, tell him, and then so they gave them lice, and I guess they had a heck of a time getting rid of them. But, let's see. They, oh, I know one thing they used to say, well, piecia, cakesia. And, maybe that's what they ordered in the restaurant. Anyways, pie and cake, piecia, cakesia.
Oh. I just remember Grandma's
being
a little short lady.
Yeah, she was short, all right, yeah. Grandma. She was.
She could have been about 5 foot.
About 5 feet, you know.
Then why did she get such tall grandchildren?
His grandpa was tall.
Yeah, he looked like
he was.
Yeah, he was over 6 feet.
Yeah, when he's sitting down, you can almost tell it. No. If he stood up, he'd be very handsome.
Very handsome. Mm-hmm.
And she was pretty too.
Mm-hmm.
So when did they have that picture taken, do you know?
No.
Is that what just made up there either?
No, I don't think so. It could be. I'll have to ask Ellen or somebody.
Anyway, okay, Mike, when Grandma moved out to Galvin, they were living, and Dad went to school at the Galvin.
Well, they lived up on Michigan Hill when he went to school up Linton Creek.
Tell me the story about the Valentine.
Oh, mm-hmm. Well, yeah, well, it was Valentine's Day, and he got,
I told Jamie that story,
got a lot of these Valentines, and he was going to come home from school, and he leaned over in the creek to get a drink of water, and all the Valentines fell out of his pocket and floated down the creek.
Mm-hmm.
I'll try and see what it is.